the book Hebrews 4:34. I'm Professor Hannes Redinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, maybe the two keys to the book of Revelation, a four book, nearly 800 pages thick. It's so thick that we had to bind it in two different books. The one book together would have weighed over 3 kilograms. So you can think for yourself the weight of it. So it is available. You can contact me at my WhatsApp number. It's a +27 international number. 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are to participate in the study, you are very, very, very welcome. Hallelujah. But please go to part one, start from the beginning. Why? Because you've missed quite a bit of information, which is very, very important. It's very important that you subscribe to the channel in order to get the different notification of all the other studies that we are currently busy with. Also, our TikTok messages, very important. Send this link to your friends and families and acquaintance, and make sure that you have a 1611 King James Bible ready, a pen and a writing pad. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. May you enjoy this session, and may it be a revelation unto you. I trust that the study today will be a blessing in the name above every other name, the name Yahushua. We will continue where we left off yesterday morning. And we're going to read Genesis 2, verse 3. And Yahweh of God in 16:11 blessed the seventh day and sanctified it. Because that is in it had rested from all his work which Yahweh created and made. Now we were talking about the author Moses. Coming back to it. Have you done your own bit of research, studying, thinking about it? I just want to know, it can only be by inspiration that Moses could write the Pentateuch books, the five Pentateuch books called the Torah. That's the only books that the Orthodox Hebrews or Jews would read and study. Why? It comes from Moses, which came through the inspiration of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. Now, I want to know if Moses is writing about the creation. How did he knew that Yahweh rested on the seventh day? Can you explain to me? Can I explain something? What did Yahweh did to Moses or gave to Moses as the Israelites were moving through the desert for 40 years? He gave them not only the Ten Commandments, but he gave them 613 laws to obey. That's all the laws. 613 laws. Some were personal laws, and others were ceremonial laws. But there were 613 different laws, which he received not on one day. That's Moses. He received it over a period of 40 years until the day that he died. He saw the land Canaan, and he didn't enter, and he died on the mountain. Why would Moses thought that Yahweh, the creator of heaven and earth, who's not a person, got tired and rest on the seventh day. Well, it's easy. What did Yahweh told Moses? 6 days they can travel. But with sundown on the Saturday, they started the Sabbath. Now, why did Yahweh have to give Moses a Sabbath on the seventh day? So the seventh day is a Saturday to the Sunday morning. Why? Well, right through till the next day, the evening. From the evening to the next evening. Night and day. Why would he have done that? Because that was the time that Yahweh told Moses and Aaron to make groups where they will sit down, and on the Sabbath they will not eat, they will not drink, they will not travel. They will have a Sabbath, a day of teaching, getting taught the ways that Yahweh wants them to be. Living according to the 613 laws of Moses. Not just the Ten Commandments. Not just the Ten Commandments. There's not just Ten Commandments. Go read Exodus 20. There is 17 commandments. The church taught us 10. It's not 10. Just continue reading when you get to 10. You see there's 17. I will show you in the scriptures later. So, what happened? Yahweh told Moses and Aaron, the Jews had to sit, Israelites had to sit, because they came out of Egypt under pagan religion, serving pagan gods, wood and stone and cattle and everything that you can worship, they worship. And even the pharaohs and their wives. So, in order to have their mind turned to the word of Yahweh, would take them the rest of their lives. Now, because Moses was taught by Yahweh to have a Sabbath, not for the Father to rest, the Creator of heaven and earth, because he doesn't get tired. It was in order for Israel to be taught to become, I want to say, become human again. Because they were living like animals, interbreeding and intersleeping and everything. For 430 years, they lived like beasts, with no conscience, and no law, no tabernacle, no priestly services, nobody to lead them spiritually. So spiritually they were left to live like spiritual animals, if I can call that. You understand what I'm saying? They didn't even worry. Later on, they didn't even worry. They didn't knew a Sabbath. They didn't, because the pagan gods, or the pagan, the pharaohs in Egypt, they didn't treat them like humans. They were treated as cattle, as the beast of the field. They had to draw the mill. 10 of them, 20 of them. Mill is a big stone which will grind the maize. And if one of them then gets sick or die, he will just be taken out. They put another one in. Throw one side. If he's sick, let him die. They were doing the work of animals, of mules and camels and donkeys. They were building bricks. How do you think that the pyramids got there? That was Israelite labor. Carving the stones, throwing them up the hills, building the pyramids. That was Israelite labor. Jewish labor, if I can use the term. They were used as slaves. They were slaves for 430 years. So what did Yahweh did? Told Aaron and Moses, let them sit down. I will give you the laws, and you will teach them the laws. And that way, by teaching them different laws, they will become human again. A man and a woman with a conscience. And as they continue, Father Yahweh brought the tabernacle ministry with the Ark of the Covenant, bringing them into the holiness. Understand? And that's where the majority of the laws came to become 613 laws, which were different laws that had to do with the worshipping and acknowledging Yahweh, the creator of heaven and earth, coming back to the seventh day of rest. Moses, after years of understanding what is happening with the nation of Israel in the desert, he didn't the next week after he left Egypt wrote the book Genesis or the five Pentateuch books, the Torahs. No, no, no. Those were only written more than halfway of his life, which he was in the desert, which were 40 years in the desert. So there was 20, 30 years there. Only he would have had time to start writing about these things, because he didn't have knowledge about it. So when Moses writes about Yahweh resting in Genesis, he's looking in the perspective that Yahweh told him to let the Israelites sit and teach them on the seventh day. They're not to eat, they're not to drink, they're not to use their mules or their donkeys or anything. No slaves, nobody. Had to work, they had to sit and study. So, because of that, which he received from Yahweh, he most probably, when he wrote the creation, thought because of the way that they had to sit and rest on the Sabbath, so Yahweh rested on the Sabbath. There's a possibility that Yahweh never told Moses that he has rested on the seventh day. No. No. That was the inspiration that Moses received. And now, apart from that, can you think about Bible translation and manuscripts translators over and over and over again? How things have changed. How the Roman Catholic Church in 2,000 years of time, not a week, not a month, not a year, 2,000 years of time has altered the word, the manuscripts, the texts, to suit their ungodly dogma, because they were pagan worshippers all their lives. The Roman Catholic Church was born out of paganism, which was the Roman Empire who ruled the world. And they worshipped pagans for 300 years before Yahushua was born. that's where the Romans came from. And then when the gospel of Yahushua was overspreading the world after the resurrection of Yahushua and the ascending into heaven, the apostles preached the gospel and disciples. The word disciple means follower of Yahushua. They were Yahfists. They were not Christians, because the word Christians didn't exist. Constantine, 327, at the Council of Nicaea, created the word Christian. So let's come back to it. So the Roman Catholic Church in 34 AY, after Yahushua, we had the Roman Empire. They create the Roman Catholic Church. This is the church. And up to 570 years after Yahushua, then this massive, strong, unconquered Roman Empire just vanished from the earth. How did it happen? The church moved on top of it. Roman Catholic Church, Roman means government church. Roman, Roman Empire. Catholics means united. Church means universal. She just took over. Nobody saw the Roman Empire anymore. The church was in control up till today. But the Roman Empire is alive and well as what it was 300 years before Yahushua. I always ask, just tell me, which government in the world, which country in the world has 197 full-time embassies in their country? There's not even a country that has 100 embassies, full-time embassies. But the Vatican, in and around the Roman Catholic Vatican in Rome, there's 197 full-time embassies. What does the church do with 197 full-time embassies? It's the Roman Catholic Church that's orchestrating everything. Very interesting. Till tomorrow morning, if it's Yahushua, Maranatha, Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.